The phone lines are open on Positive Living. 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We're taking your calls on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. And just so excited about today's show, so excited about every show on TalkZone.com. You know, this program is all about finding solutions to problems. It's about turning obstacles into opportunities. It's about transforming our health. It's about being happy, and it's about making your dreams come true. And you know what? The key thing we have to look at before we look at anything in our life is our health. Because if we don't have our health, we can't have success in other areas. Our health is the cornerstone. And that's what we're talking about today. My guest today is talking about the benefits of Oriental medicine and acupuncture. His name is Dr. Tad Stokowski. He's an acupuncturist here in Providence, Rhode Island. And he is he's an MD obstetrician gynecologist in Poland who came over here about 20 years ago and decided to make the switch from traditional medicine to being an acupuncturist. So he has all of that knowledge from both sides that he offers his patients for acupuncture. He is the founder of the Center for Preventive Medicine, which through natural medicine helps as many people as possible to really fulfill their health potential. Welcome back, Dr. Tad.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
All right, or Dr. Stokowski, I could say, if I want to be more formal. All right, we have a caller on the air. Lauren, you're on the air. Your question for Dr. Stokowski.
My question was, I've had migraines for 10 years. I was wondering if acupuncture could help that.
Absolutely, Lorraine. As every condition, migraine headaches are technically a cover-up for something going on in your body, meaning migraine headaches are symptoms. To a very bad symptom to certain imbalance in your body. Often it can be linked to your hormone function, certain organ function. So in Chinese medicine, Oriental medicine, we always try to find the cause and we treat the cause. Therefore, about 85 to 90% of migraine headache patients in our office are completely corrected and have no more migraine headaches for the rest of their life. So it's one of those systems that nobody talks about when it comes to the treatment, for example, migraine headaches, and I believe that it's a very viable option for you for the treatment of your problem.
Thank you.
Any other question, Lauren?
No, I just wanted to know if it could help and how, but I think he answered it.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Providence.
Oh, great. Okay, terrific. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
Okay, all right. Are migraines common?
Say it again?
Are migraines a common, is that very common?
Very common.
Do you see that a lot?
Young women and even older women, absolutely. It's a very, very terrible condition with no treatment. Western medicine has no treatment for that.
Okay. What are some other common ailments that people come to you with? What do you see most often?
Are we on air right now or?
Yes, we're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. the most common problems are really statistically what happens the most commonly for primary care providers. So from migraine headaches and other headaches to low back pains, neck pains, shoulder problems, arthritis, of course, digestive issues, including stomach ulcers or acid reflux. High cholesterol, cardiovascular problems, asthma, allergies, the genitourinary problems, including infertility and gynecological issues such as uterine fibroids or fibrocystic breast disease or ovarian issues, autoimmune system problems such as sarcoidosis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis.
And acupuncture can help with all of these, including infertility, which is a tough one.
Medical book. There's a popular book called Merck's Manual, okay? And this is the book that doctors use as a reference for major health problems because it covers technically the whole aspects of medicine. And technically, every condition in this book can be treated with acupuncture. That's correct.
Okay. When patients come to you, most of them, have they been the traditional route? Have they been to the traditional MD for the most part when they come to you?
Yes, 99.9% of them were. So, in most cases, patients come to us not as a first choice, but as a last resort. Not only went to EMTs, they went also to other practitioners like chiropractors, physical therapists, and anybody else under the sun before they made their way to our office. And one may wonder why, but that's the way it is. So you may say we are the end of the road doctors. We treat really patients with advanced conditions that spend a lot of time and money on getting nowhere with their health for many years, and we address their health problem.
Okay. So theoretically then, if someone came to you, let's say a little bit younger who was healthy, you would really work with them in a more preventive way, correct, to maintain their health?
Well, I'm glad you asked this question because you touched the heart of this medicine. The heart of this medicine is prevention. So that's exactly my point. We could see somebody who is completely healthy and is young. We could prevent any of those health problems when there's a time for it and keep people healthy. The same way we go to the gym or try to eat healthy food, this medicine goes beyond just healthy eating and exercise. It goes into the correcting the system and organ functions and keeping somebody very healthy for a long time. So prevention is the key of this medicine, and that's what we, you may say, preach for. We preach for using this medicine in preventive manner rather than in a reactive manner. That's the way we so far practice this in this country.
Now, in the medicine, beside the acupuncture needles, do you work with herbs and how herbs and supplements? Is that also important?
It's very important. It's as old as acupuncture and any other oriental medical modalities. Chinese herbs have been used for thousands of years, and the Chinese medical pharmacopoeia is very large, consists of 60,000 botanicals, 6,000 plus different Chinese formulas, and it's very much part of their medicine. So, yes, these are formulations that has been used for centuries very effectively on technically any kind of problems. As a curiosity, I may tell you about 10 cases in Africa that were cured by Chinese herbs from AIDS and HIV positive and turned into HIV negative. The only people that could do this were Chinese with their Chinese formulas. And this was well published back in 1996 at the Berlin AIDS conference. So Chinese herbs are very, very potent and very powerful.
Well, and Chinese medicine is thousands of years old, isn't it?
It's 8,000 years old that we know of. That's at least what the archaeologists are discovering and proving to us. We don't know how much older it may be, but I think 8,000 is old enough.
And yeah, I do too.
The aspect of medicine is that it really has been preserved in its original form without major changes for all those thousands of years. And okay. So it's such a brilliant and flexible system that can be used on, 20 BC Chinese person as it can use on the 21st century American person.
How do you integrate your knowledge of traditional medicine, having been an MD and still are licensed in Europe? How do you use that? How do you utilize that in your acupuncture practice in terms of the way when you make assessments?
Well, bottom line is more knowledge never hurts. So having more training is always good for both me and my patients. And utilizing the knowledge has to do with really understanding the 21st century patient. You know, as I said, this is a different creature than somebody that lived in China 2,000 or 3,000 years ago.
Yes.
And we deal with completely different issues where, first of all, heavy medications are involved, where surgeries were done on these patients, where there is an issue, social issues such as workman compensation, personal injury, all kinds of other issues that require, a lot of knowledge and understanding of both the patient and disease, as well as system where you can help the patient effectively and bring their health back to balance and restore their life. So the knowledge I have is obviously very helpful to...
Well, it would also help you understand, I would think, when someone says they've had a surgery, you understand what that involves.
That's
or
correct.
You would understand, you'd be able to read all of the medical tests and understand that world in a sense because you were part of it.
That's correct. I've performed myself probably over 1,000 surgeries in my previous medical life, if you will, and I understand very much the effect of surgeries, the complications that may come from this. all kinds of body issues that may arise from that. I understand also whether there is a need for surgery or there is no need for surgery, because a lot of things could fix without surgeries.
Yeah.
It gives me a little bit more edge over possibly some of my colleagues in terms of understanding the dynamics of patient health and relationship to time and procedures that were done on.
Okay. All right. We have a caller right here on TalkZone, and folks, you can call us. We're taking calls right here on TalkZone, 888-GO-FOR-IT. We have a caller, Frank. You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
North Kingstown.
Okay. And your question for Dr. Tad Stokowski.
I have asthma. I've had that for quite a few years now, and I have to always use my inhaler every morning, usually at night, and I wanted to know if there's anything that can be done so to decrease the amount of medication I have to take, or just to help the asthma overall.
Absolutely, Frank. Let me ask you, when were you diagnosed with asthma for the first time?
As a child.
As a child, exactly. Yeah. Most of the asthma is being traced to the either child's allergies or the beginning of asthma itself. And, most of these kids end up taking inhalers, sometimes antibiotics when the infection comes around, sometimes prednisone for inflammation. All of this, to me, is still a symptomatic treatment. So what you're doing is, living your life and trying to be as functional as you can, but obviously the disease is not gone. In Oriental medicine, we look for the causes, as I said before, and we will try to find what kind of cause in your body is causing the asthma. Let me put it this way. If I have 10 asthma patients in my office, they all can be similar age, similar medications, similar lung capacity. They all have 10 different approaches only because they are all individual to me. So this medicine is very, very individual and very, very private in that way. We try to find the causes for the individual rather than for condition. And then we correct the causes. The bottom line is, again, similar to migraine headaches, our rate of success is close to 90% of asthma, meaning you can be completely off the medications, restore your lung function, and never worry about using them again. So, and the 10% that it's not completely improved definitely reduces their use of medication. So technically, our rate of success is 100% when it comes to the reduction of the use of medication, overall health improvement.
Does that answer your question, Frank?
Yeah,
I know
absolutely.
It sounds a little bit, over the top, you may say, but that's our statistics. That's what we see in our office. I do not remember the asthma patient. I've treated hundreds of them that I would not improve. So I believe that this medicine can definitely correct the cause and, in the worst-case scenario, at least decrease the amount of medications you're taking.
Great. Okay, Frank, and you have the website, which is thewellnessclinic.net. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, we're going to take a break. My guest today is Dr. Tad Stokowski, who is an acupuncturist and founder of the Center for Preventive Medicine, through which natural medicine is dedicated to helping as many people as possible achieve their full potential for complete and fulfilling lives. You can log on to the website at thewellnessclinic.net. Dr. Stokowski is located, based in Providence, Rhode Island. And again, you can log on to thewellnessclinic.net. Now, we've been taking some calls, and if you have any questions about your health in terms of how natural and oriental medicine and acupuncture can help you, please do give us a call right after the break or during the break, and you'll be the first call up at 888-GO-FOR-IT. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on Positive Living and right here on TalkZone.com. Stay tuned. Don't move your dial. We'll be right back.